This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, what? Get thee behind, victory today is mine. Healing is mine, healing is mine, healing today is mine. I told Satan, what? Get thee behind, healing today is mine. He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hand. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is yours today. Victory is mine today. Through the very cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the very power of his resurrection, through the sending of the Spirit, victory belongs to you today. Victory belongs to me today. Despite what's happening in our lives, we are victorious. We are the head and not the back. We are the first and not the last. We are his and not anyone else's. Victory is mine today. Victory is yours today. And you need to believe it.
But you need to enforce that victory.
We enforce that victory by saying it with our mouths, by knowing it with our hearts. Victory is mine today. That's the word of God. And we're going to hear it from the 14th chapter of St. John, which says, do not let your hearts be troubled. We have a say in it. Don't let your hearts be troubled. I know that everything is coming against you, but you do not let your hearts be troubled. Why? Because victory is yours today. Victory is mine today. Despite what's happening around us, God has given us the victory through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to take it. We need to believe it. We need to open it. Victory is yours today. Victory is mine today. Victory belongs to us today. And to you, you got to know that today. You say, but I don't feel it. Enforce it with your words. Victory is mine today. Victory is mine today. Victory is mine today.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. I was sitting in front of the Eucharist this morning and Jesus spoke to me. He said, don't ever be worried about anything that I'm not worried about. Jesus doesn't want us to be worried about anything he's not worried about. The Bible says God sits in the heavens and laughs at the wicked. What is Jesus worried about? He's not worried about anything besides the state of our souls, keeping us away from sin so we can be in the Father's love, letting the rivers within us flow of living waters, taking us from glory to glory. He's worried about, are we surrendered to God today? Does he own every part of our life? Have we given Jesus everything? You know, God does not see how humans see. God does not think how you think. God's ways are not your ways. Whatever you're worried about today, 99% sure, Jesus isn't worried about it. Jesus is saying, just give it to me and I will take care of everything. I want you to see with my eyes, think with my mind, love with my heart, feel how I feel. If Jesus isn't worried about it, neither should you be. Jesus is just worried about, are you trusting him so he can handle it for you?
Our Lord has no worries. He is victorious. And in him, we are victorious. In Jesus, we are victorious. Victory is mine. Victory is yours. The Lord doesn't worry about anything. And we need never worry about anything. Worry is useless. Just trust Jesus. Whatever it is that you're worried about, God is bigger.
Flush it.
Yes, flush it down the toilet in the name of the Lord. Victory belongs to us today. Why? Because Jesus enforced that victory on the cross and in the resurrection and in the sending of the Spirit. That's the real. That's the reality. You need to know the reality, not what you're only thinking, but the reality. People keep on calling us for the same thing on a Wednesday. It's time to enforce the victory and that you do it. You don't need me to do it. It's time to enforce the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rather than say, would you pray for this again? You've been praying for this for months. It's time to enforce the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ over the things that bother you. I can't do it for you, and you can't do it for me, but we can do it for ourselves. Enforce the victory of Calvary. Enforce the victory of the empty tomb. Enforce the victory of the sending of the Spirit. It's time to enforce the victory. You can't do it for me, and I can't do it for you. So you have to do it for you, and I have to do it for me. This is real. This is real. It's time that we stop being babies, and it's time for us to grow up. It's time for us to eat meat and not drink milk. It's time. It's time. It's time. You've been asking for the same thing over and over and over again, and you're not enforcing the victory. And you know what? You'll be asking the same thing in 3 months because you're not enforcing the victory. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. Were it not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? This is a reality. He goes to prepare a place for us in the heavens because we belong to him and not to anyone else. You need to enforce that truth. I belong to Jesus. I am a child of God. I belong to Jesus. I have the victory. I belong to Jesus. I take the victory. It's time for us to do something. I can't do it for you, and you can't do it for me, but we can do it for ourselves in the name of Jesus by the power of his Holy Spirit. Believe me, this is real. This is real, and it's time to grow up. Not to time, well, well, you know. No, not that you know. It's time to grow up and to say to the Lord, victory is mine through the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It's about authority and walking in that authority of Christ. Jesus doesn't say, pray for the serpents and scorpions to go away. He says, you trample on them. You walk over the enemy. Where does the devil belong? Under your feet. Under your feet. That is why when we look at a statue of the Blessed Mother, she's stomping on the serpent's head. Under your feet. But you need to enforce it. You need to have authority over yourself before you can have authority over the enemy. Because all the devil can do is pick what's already in us. So when we need to take authority over our thoughts, authority over our emotions. You know, when I get a thought that's not from God, I return it right back to sender, right back to hell where it came from. If I feel myself getting sick, authority. I reject this in Jesus' name. And actively in the spirit, we reject it. We want to be spiritual. You know, a lot of Catholics and Christians, we know what to do in the flesh, but we're not spiritual enough. We want to see and we want to understand that everything starts in the spirit. We're a spirit that has a soul and lives in a body. But we need to deal with things in the spiritual realm. And then our soul will be healed and our body will come in alignment. We can't just go by what we see. What everything we can see is controlled by the unseen realm. Everything in the physical is controlled by the spiritual. That's why you want to be spiritually strong, spiritually fit. It's good to go to the gym, but it's better to have a strong spirit. Because when you have a strong spirit, your spirit can fight off every work of the devil. Sickness is a work of the devil. Anxiety, fear, shame, depression. But when you have the fire of God in you, if the enemy shoots darts at you, it melts in the fire. There's a ring of fire. The enemy puts thoughts on your face, in your mind, those thoughts melt in the fire of God. Jesus is a man of fire. The Holy Spirit comes to fill us with the fire of God, to fill us with the wisdom of God. The Bible says the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. The truth will set us free. So when we become people of fire, when we become people who are spiritually minded and we deal with things in the spirit, we become people who walk in the authority that Jesus Christ has given you, that what Adam lost, Jesus gave us back on the cross, that we have dominion over ourselves, dominion over the demonic, dominion over all of creation, that we begin to walk in victory. You see, Jesus, he's not going back to the cross. Jesus isn't shedding one more drop of blood. Jesus isn't taking one more scourging. He did it all. He said it was finished. And he gave you the keys to the kingdom. You have the keys. You have everything you need in you. Greater is in you that is in the world. Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, lives and dwells within you. So there's nothing going on outside you that is bigger than the God inside of you. But you got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know whose you are in Christ. And you need to know the power and the authority that you have in Jesus Christ. That today when you woke up, the devil was trembling in his sleep. And he said, oh no, Mark, Jennifer, Jules, they're awake today. They're awake today. They're going to do damage to my kingdom.
You know, it's time to grow up. It's time not to eat pablum. It's time not to curl your hair with your index finger. It's time to grow up by the power of his cross. We need to grow up. We need to enforce the victory. If you don't enforce it, you don't have it.
You don't use it.
If you don't use it, you lose it. It's as simple as that. But you see, we just want pablum. We don't want to walk on the water one step at a time. We don't want to get out of the boat. We want to be, well, you know nothing. In the name of Jesus, it's time to grow up. It's time to say, I want meat. It's time to say, I believe in God. I don't need to keep on asking for my children to change. I say in the name of Jesus, these children are changing in the name of Jesus by the power of his blood. We don't have to say about our husband that he needs to convert. In the name of Jesus, my husband is having a new life. My husband is having a new life in Christ. In Jesus' name, it's time to declare what God is doing. Not to say, well, you know, my husband. No. You say what God says. My husband is being changed in the name of Jesus by one Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. But you see, that takes faith. Yeah. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's time to have a little bit of faith. It's time to take control in Jesus' name. Not control of the world, but control of our circumstances in the power of the cross. I remember going to Pastor E.I. Osborne's church 100 years ago. And as I sat in that Pentecostal place, E.I. Osborne wasn't there. He was doing missionary work. But the Lord was there, and he kept on telling me, it is finished, it is finished, it is finished. And I said to him, it'll be finished when I get out of here. And he said, no, it is finished now. Do you understand? Now, now, now. So I started claiming now, not tomorrow, not when I think about it, but now it is finished. Jesus shed his last drop of blood for me. It is finished now. And this is what we need to do. We need to take authority over what we have. We need to take authority in the name of Jesus. No more pablum. It's time to eat steak. No more pablum. It's time to grow up a little, at least. You know, maybe you don't need pablum. Maybe you need food that's been pulverized for you. That's better than pablum. Well, at least take that. Maybe you're not ready to chew on steak, but you're ready to take the steak that has been pasteurized, or whatever they call it. It's like liquid, and it's time to eat it now. You see, this is reality. This is reality. God loves you so much that he gives you the power to take from him what he has for you. He loves you so much that you take from him what he has for you. It's a gift. You've got to unwrap it. You've got to take it. I don't understand how to do it. You just do it. But I don't feel it. That's very good. My father didn't feel like going to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, but he did it because he had to do it. You don't feel it, but you do it anyway. And it takes faith to do it. Just a little bit of faith. And if you don't stand up, you're going to fall down. If you don't stand up, you're going to fall down. Stand up in Jesus. Stand up in the victory. Stand up in the fire. Stand up, stand up, stand up. God has it for you. He loves you. He has plans for you. But you've got to take them. You just can't just sit there. You've got to take the plans. You've got to establish that truth. I take the plan of freedom in the name of Jesus. It is the plan of Jesus for freedom. Christ has set you free. Do not again commit yourself to a yoke of slavery. For freedom, God has set you free. You're the only one that can take it. I can't take it for you, and you can't take it for me. It's time for us to declare the truth and to take it by God's grace, always by God's grace. And he has that grace for you. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You and I have something to say about it when he says, let not your heart be troubled. We can say, well, you know what? Well, you know nothing. Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. I remember hearing that in E.I. Osborne's church. It is finished. And finally I said, yes, it is finished. And I started speaking in tongues like I never spoke before. I started to praise the Lord like I never did before. It's time to take it. It's time not to look at it. It's time not to say, well, Father Tom is being hard on us today. No, no, no. Father Tom is being real today. He is in love with you. There's a difference between loving you and being in love with someone. In love, Jesus is with you. He has plans in love for you. It's always about in love. He is in love with you, but I don't feel it. I'm going to tell you, my father didn't feel at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work. He did it because he had to do it, because he needed to feed his family. He needed to pay bills. It's time for us to take it by faith, by declaring it by faith. What do you need to declare today? I need to declare that in Jesus Christ, I have the victory. In Jesus Christ, I am the victor. In Jesus Christ, it is finished.
And when you're declaring, you're not just repeating scriptures. You're declaring from the heart, not the head. God, the power, the authority, the love of God, it flows from the heart. God didn't design us to live from our mind, but to live from our heart. When we live from our heart, the power of God, the living waters, the authority, the dominion, the power, It flows from you. It flows from you. In the spirit realm, there's no faking anything. There's no reading a scripture half-hearted and thinking it's going to make an effect. It's authority. I command this sickness to leave me. I command healing in my family. I break the works of the devil. I break the power of the enemy. How do we know the plan for our life? We got to understand that Jesus, he said, I will not leave you orphans. Jesus put you on this earth with a very specific plan and a purpose that he wants you to achieve. So we know that God already has a plan, and we grow in intimacy with God. We remove the blocks between us and God. We flush things that aren't from heaven down the toilet. When we get a thought from hell, we return it back to sender, and we become strong in our mind, strong in our spirit, strong in our soul, strong in our body. It's all important. It all matters. Jesus created us to live fully alive. If we want to be a witness to Christ, we want to be free. If we want to be a witness to Christ, we want to be strong. If we want to be a witness to Christ, we want to be filled with love. And then everyone says, what is this? This person is supernatural. When they encounter you, they're encountering another dimension. They're encountering a meeting point between heaven and earth. They're encountering a portal to release the majesty and the glory of God. We don't even want to speak nice words. We want to speak the words of life. We want to speak right to people's heart, because God is putting his words within you, and your words cut like a dagger. It cuts like a sword, and you're speaking directly to their heart. You're speaking issues of life. You know, two people could say the exact same thing, but if you say it and you let God put his power in your words, if you let Jesus speak through you, those words could change someone's life in one instant. Jesus wants to speak through you. You got to be confident today that you can just open your mouth, speak from the heart, and that God will put the words in your mouth. He'll put the words of victory. He'll put the thoughts, and he'll not only set you free, set the captives free, set everyone free you come across.
It's time for us to witness. It's time for us to go out and to tell people about Jesus, rather than being in our own little world. Maria does it this way. She takes her index finger and she takes some hair and she curls it like a little baby. You are not a little baby any longer. Yeah, you're not a pew potato. You are a potato that is au gratin, and you have flavor, and you have taste, and you have victory. And you've got to believe that. If you don't believe it, I can't convince you. I can't convince myself. It's in taking what we have and believing that God has given us the victory.
You've got to let God unlock you from the inside out by the power of his spirit. God wants you unlocked.
Unlocked and free. For freedom, Christ has set you free. Do not return to a yoke of slavery. And sometimes our slavery is in ourselves. I've been to prison. And I've seen prisoners that are freer than most people that are outside, because they're prisoners of themselves. They've not allowed God to give them the victory. Yes, I've been to prisons, and I've seen these men who are saints, who have become saints. They have repented, and they have given glory to God. They're Third Order Dominicans. They believe in the power of the Word. It's time for us to be like that. Again, prisoners are free, freer than most people if they've accepted Christ, because they've got nothing else to do but read the scriptures, declare the truth, say what Jesus says. It's real. It's real. I know. I've seen these people that are in prison, and the ones that have been converted are like saints. They read the scripture all day. They enforce the victory. This is what it's all about. And they're in prison. And you know what? Most people are in prison of themselves. They are locked up in themselves. They are locked up in themselves. It's time to take a break out of self. It's time to declare God's love, God's victory, that it is finished, that he has plans for you, in you, with you, through you, and for you. This is it. Time not to be a baby today. It's time to say, I'm growing up. If I'm not eating pablum, at least I'm eating food that's been pulverized. It's better than pablum. It's better than pablum. It's time to do what I need to do and take authority over the things I need to take authority over. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. One more time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.